Hello everyone. Is the sound okay down there? Yes, thank you. A little louder. Yes, thank you. Is that okay now? Yes, okay, thank you. So, listening to the bear, who have anxiety? Yay! And who still feel sleepy, drowsy? Yay! All right, so this morning, we would like to offer you all the five hindrance. Anybody familiar with the five hindrance? Wow. So for those who not very familiar with the five hindrance, and this is the list of five hindrance. First, sensual desire, like greed or lust. The second one is ill wills, which is anger, annoying, anxiety, that family. The third one is sloth and torpor, which is dullness and drowsiness. The fourth one is restlessness, like agitation. And the last one is skeptical or doubt. And the translation of the word hindrance is sound like something that obstacle on the way. And a lot of us understand the word hindrance is something that you cannot meditate, but actually it just means that it's the obstacle for concentration mind. It's not optical for insight meditation. What does that mean is when you want to get into the state or mental state of concentrated, if you fall asleep, if you agitate, if you have doubt, all of that is difficult for we, when we meditate, to get to that state. But if you turn the will into different kind of relationship, this is an object that you can learn from, then it won't be necessary an obstacle, a hindrance. And Buddha also said that in the Satipatthana Sutra, everybody familiar with? Yeah. He said that the five hindrance he listed in there and is the object for a meditator to gain awareness, to practice, to cultivate awareness. So one side that is hindrance to concentrate it, which we don't need it in insight meditation. Because with insight meditation, the concentration, all you need is just momentary, like right now. Do you know that you are sitting? Yay? You know that your mind is pay attention, yeah? That's enough. That's enough amount of concentration in insight meditation. That's why this five hindrance is not optical for insight meditator. I'm not saying that concentration, that insight meditator don't practice that. We do too. But when we get to that, we build concentration in different way. So, and that will be another subject to talk about. Concentration. Dora told me that don't talk anything but five. So I will stop before she like pat on my shoulder. Like I said, when we have different relationship with the hindrance. I remember when one of my sister, when she talked to my teacher, Sayara Utechaniya, and I don't know what she talked about, but Sayara answered her this. If you think it is, then that's what it is. And when she went home and she asked me, what does that mean? It sounds like, he said, if I think it's good, it's good. If I think it's bad, it's bad. So that's not really an answer. So that's exactly what it means for us when we see an object in hindrance. Let's say you be sleepy and you feel the mind is very dull when you meditate. You keep doing this. Familiar? Yeah. Last night it's too dark, so I cannot see it, but I'm sure there's somebody who knew that. So when you do like this, you can see that you, I don't know about you, but this is what I've been experiencing when I was in Burma. For us, Asian, I just came from Sayadaw Upanita Temple to Sayadaw Shumin Temple. So with Sayadaw Upanita in Paratarami, if you fall asleep, it's really bad. You're not diligently working. But when you come to, when I came to Sayadaw Utechaniya Center, then I do that and I just, oh my goodness, it's nobody looking at me. So that's why I keep doing this. But I told Sayadaw that, Sayadaw, I keep falling asleep, I don't know why. And he said, because you go against with it. It's just nature. Everybody has this. It could be your body tired. It could be that because a habit of when you go to sleep, you close your eyes. So now you close your eyes. It's just the signal in the brain that it's time to rest. So the mind just falls asleep. It could be because the mind is not interested in the object that it is observed, right? It's not interested in the present moment. So that's why it keeps falling asleep. But we have an idea that is something bad. So that there's some kind of force to against in it. The more you're against in it, the more your mind is getting tired. So if you think that's a hindrance, it is a hindrance. But if you think that a chance to learn, then it will be a chance for you to cultivate awareness. And I learned that when he said that it's okay to fall asleep, and I say, yahoo, go to the Dharma hall, and I don't care if I fall asleep, I'm just doing this all the way to the floor. And I don't care. So it takes me a while. Because I'm not ashamed or angry or any kind of against it anymore. So, but after a while like this, and I start to notice. But when before I notice, I want to get up. I just let it be. Let it be. Let it be. And notice. A magical happen. I don't fall asleep anymore. That when I cannot learn about sleepiness. So I have to learn, let's say, be sleepy again, please. So more and more, the mind start to get used to that. But when very alert that you can fall asleep and sleepiness, that too extreme. I learn little by little, little by little, little by little. And yes, you can be aware when you are sleeping. You can see the thought go into a dream, and a dream become a thought again. Conscious to unconscious, and conscious again. And don't you think it's a good chance to learn? If you want to learn something, if it's not there, how can you learn, right? So it has to be there, like a bear. To test your anxiety. How can you learn anxiety if there's no anxiety, right? So it can be an obstacle, or it can be a chance to learn. Insight meditator is learning about the mind and the heart, and how that relates to your body. When you feel anxiety, when you feel agitation, what kind of thought that the mind produce? What kind of body gesture? feeling that the mind relate to it. So another thing that lust, there's a lot of things that people go into meditation and say, ah, I shouldn't think about that now. Especially with Asian, we practice in the temple, not the center like this. So that's very, very no-no for us Asian. So I don't know about male body. I do have female body to learn about it. So when I start to pay attention, when I woke up in the morning, nothing. Go throughout the day, nothing. It's just normal, regular way. But some other day, certain thing, I just feel desire of doing that. So I start to pay attention again and again and again in many days. So in the day that I woke up, and I don't have, the mind doesn't have any kind of image, any kind of feeling, nothing that lead into that area, that direction. But suddenly, let's say a breeze come touching my face. I'm walking and the breeze touching that. Immediately, some kind of feeling, thinking. Nothing yet, it's just some kind of feeling, thinking. A smell, a picture, is evoked. That energy come up. So that when you know this is the cycle for menstrual, for women, right? When you know the body becomes sensitive with smell, sensitive with body, that is too late already. When you know it's come in the mind, that's the beginning of the cycle. So all these five hindrance, or these five mental state, when you think that is optical for you to meditate, then that's what it is. You cannot meditate because it's not the state itself, but the relationship you have with it. When you have that, then pay attention to the relationship. Is there some kind of pull or push? Some sense of dislike or like? Clinging. And we cannot say, oh, I don't like clinging, so let's not have it. If you can do that, then Buddha is wrong. Right? So you can. The push or pull, they both clinging. This is how we, this is our survival skill as a human. If you said that somebody come in and take your property and you say it's okay, that's cannot survive. Human, just a being, you cannot survive that, right? Dog, even dog mark, they mark the territory. They know what is there. So same with human. We grow up with that. And the more we grow up with that, the mind become a habit. So you cannot do that. But instead, you can see this is needed. It's necessary to hold. It's okay. It's nature. This is how human build, right? And then using that as a way to cultivate something that only human can have, which is awareness. If you can do that, you don't need to like or dislike, pull or push with this five hindrance. You only need to take care of the relationship between you and that mental state. Yeah? Okay, so let's sit together. Let's check how your relationship with this five hindrance, the bear, the sleepiness, drowsiness, or restless, or doubt, skeptical. It's okay. It's nature. It's come because of cause and effect. It is human condition. So, Let's start it. Sit comfortably, breathe normally, just rest, let it be. Check the body if there's any areas that tends to hold tension, like the forehead, the eyebrows, the jaw, lips. Give it a reminder of relax. The neck, shoulders. Just relax. The back, the abdomen, the bottom. Release. Thighs, knees, legs, fingers and toes. Let's go. When the body is settled down, check if awareness is there and what is awareness aware of. Is that a breath, a sensation, a thought, or the mind? There's many ways to learn about the body, the mind, and the heart. It depends on the condition of the mind and the body at this moment that you can just let it be and you cultivate awareness with the neutral objects like the breath or sound. A sensation. And all the time or different condition, you can learn by just knowing it, be with it, gently recognizing it, like mental state. Or the feeling is a little more subtle than sensation or sound. If you feel tired, just notice the body is tired. If you feel good, just notice that's how it is now. Need to push are poor. Simply recognizing it. And if it's available to you, then you feel interest in learning or investigate, you can recognize, how is it? What is it? How that relate to other things in the body, in the mind? If the mind thinks this way, it feels this way. What if it thinks differently? How does that feel? Lastly, if you cannot be with it, interested, or noticed it, then it's also okay. You're already aware. And that is enough. our experiences in the mind, in the body, our nature, it's already happened. You cannot change it. You cannot fix it. You can only recognize in it. So notice when it arises and notice when it's passed away. That is enough.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.